ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi wa Mawlaya ajrayta alayya hukman ittaba'tu fi hawa nafsi. ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك فلك الحجة علي في جميع ذلك ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك.
Dear listeners, in this part of the Divine Kumail supplication we read, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْسِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. Now I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcomings and my immoderation toward myself. مُعْتَذِرًا نَادِمًا, proffering my excuse. Regretful. مُنْكَسِرًا مُسْتَقِيلًا, broken and regretful. مُسْتَغْفِرًا مُنِيبًا مُقِرًا مُذْعِنًا مُعْتَرِفًا, apologizing, asking forgiveness, repenting and acknowledging, submissive and confessing. لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني. I find no place to flee from what occurred through me. ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري. I have no place of escape to which I may turn in my affairs. غير قبولك عذري. Other than your acceptance of my excuse. وإدخالك إياي في ساعة من رحمتك, and your entering me into the compass of your mercy.
Brothers and sisters, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this section mentions all traits that attract Allah's mercy and forgiveness: concentration in worship, moderation in desires, regretful apology, brokenness, asking for forgiveness, repenting, confessing to sins, and seeking refuge to Allah. We have already mentioned that there are some etiquettes and requisites for supplication. The first of which is mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ, I have come to you. This means I have come to you both physically and by my heart. This is among the most important requisites for acceptance of a prayer. Imam, at the end of this section, is asking the Almighty Allah to accept his excuse and to enter him through the compass of his mercy. وَإِدْخَالِكَ إِيَّايْ فِي سَعَةٍ مِّن رَحْمَتِكَ. This is because the reality of prayer is lying in the turning of the heart towards Allah. If the heart becomes occupied with other than him, other than Allah, of these worldly distractions, of these worldly materialistic issues, then the supplicant has not been able to actualize the reality of prayer. A divine narration says, O Musa, call me with a pure heart and a truthful tongue. And this is exactly what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in his will told to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Allah does not accept the prayer of a heedless heart.
My God, my Master, you decreed a law for me, but instead I obeyed my own low desires, and I did not guard myself against the allurements of my enemy. He deceived me with vain hopes, whereby I was led astray, and fate helped him in that respect. So I transgressed some of the limits set for me by you, and I disobeyed some of your commandments. You therefore have a just case against me in all those matters, and I have no plea against your judgment which you passed against me. I have therefore become liable to your judgment and afflictions.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So Imam alayhi salam says, I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcomings, after my immoderations toward myself. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْسِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي. Imam is at first turning his heart towards Allah. During all this divine command supplication, we can realize that the heart of Imam Ali alayhi salam is turning toward Allah. It is attentive to Him during the prayer. And there is not a sense of heedlessness and hardness of the heart. And these two are from among the hurdles that stop the heart from attaining the state of being turned toward Allah. And this is what we have been ordered. We have been recommended that while we are reciting the transmitted supplications, we must create this state and ambience of prayer within ourselves. We must be cautious of our hearts falling behind our tongue. I mean, sometimes the tongue goes on and on talking about what the specific traits of Allah are, reciting those transmitted prayers, but the heart is not coming along with it. The heart falls short. This is what causes the tongue to be busy with the recitation of the supplication while the heart is engaged with the worldly distractions. Let us have a look at one interesting and important word of the mystic jurist, Sheikh Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, may Allah have mercy on him. He says in his valuable and instructional book, Al-Muraqibat, know that you cannot attain the good of prayer and dua and the response and ijaba to your dua unless your innermost secret, your spirit, and your heart are all qualified by the properties of prayer. Qualification by its properties means that the originator of the prayer should be your innermost secret, should be your spirit, and that should be your heart. He is completely referring to this turning of the heart towards Allah. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part and section of the Divine Kumayya supplication, starts saying, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ. I have turned to you. I have turned my heart towards you. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.